Well, I think I'm never there, really. One of those people, it's never right for me, you know. But in a, of course, you hear this all the time, though, the best LP is the last one. I'm not like that, you know. It's just like, there's something there that I want to get. I'm very pleased with this, because this is the longest we've ever worked on an LP, actually. I started it in late January. And, now it's October. I mean, that might sound daft. I mean, most groups spend 2, 3, 5 years on an LP, but to me, that's quite ashamed of it, really. It took me 9 months.
It sounds like you like it. I mean, that you spent that much time and care over it.
I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah. Tell us about Pacifying Joint.
Right.
Great title.
Right.
What's that about? Or is it self-explanatory?
It's not what you think it's about. It's about this teenager. He's going to town, you know, and he wants to find somewhere to sit down. Like a joint where he can sit down. You've got to remember, a lot of this stuff was recorded in New York. So he needs somewhere where he can get carrots and meat. He's only 19. I tend to write objectively. You know,
yeah.
Instead of, you know, I love you and you've left me and all this crap.
Mm. Midnight in Aspen?
That came to me. We did that in New York, and it's like the new bass player, he does some very good stuff, you know. It's like, it's very like country western and Glen Campbell-ish. So we called it Midnight Cowboy, but I just wrote that off me. Off the tongue, you know. But I think it was something to do with Hunter S. Thompson, the writer.
Who killed himself?
Yeah. Coming to think of it, I think that's maybe where it was. Because I was talking to a few people. I mean, I knew this journalist in... he retired from this big posh magazine because he'd been to see Hunter S. Thompson. And he took him up to a mountain and gave him acid and everything. So maybe that's somewhere in there.
Did you ever meet Hunter S. Thompson yourself?
No.
Anyway, Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.